This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
What's up, everybody? Happy Monday. Junkies with you on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Monday morning, June 2nd, 2025. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Good morning.
Welcome back. Johnny Cake Sawville's here.
Hello, everybody. Happy Monday.
And Jason Bishop texting early in the morning.
Oh, really? You didn't text me. I don't understand what you're saying.
I just saw him text messaging.
No, texting, yeah.
It's just early.
He's probably texting his wife or daughter or something.
No, I'm texting my boy. So I'm going out to a U.S. Open qualifier today at Woodmont. My buddy's son's playing in it.
Nice.
So he tees off in an hour and 13 minutes.
Yeah, you got your golf gear on, it looks like.
Yeah, I mean, I want
a USA jacket.
I'm not going to wear sweatpants out there.
I believe today is dubbed the longest day in golf, right?
36 holes.
Yeah,
because everyone it goes until dusk basically for people trying to qualify.
Yeah, there's 28 groups of three, so whatever that math is. A bunch of guys withdrew. So Lee Westwood was supposed to play. Bubba Watson was supposed to play today. About 10 other guys, and they all withdrew. I didn't understand it. Apparently there were some people out there getting ready to film for YouTube, and they thought that Watson and Westwood were going to be out there, and these other guys, and they all withdrew. I didn't get it. I don't know if they gave a reason or.
Sometimes just the juice ain't worth the squeeze.
Maybe.
How many spots will be open? I know they always do it at Woodmont.
Four or five, probably.
You got to ball out to get in there.
Yeah.
You know, these iconic players still have to qualify.
So these are the guys that withdrew. Westwood, Thomas Peters, Sebastian Moss. These guys are all pros. I mean, they're just legit players. Matt Jones, Bubba, Ben Campbell, David Puig. So there's, I don't know, seven or eight guys withdrew?
There was somebody yesterday at the airport. Was it yesterday? No, day before yesterday. And he was just like this strikingly handsome guy. And, you know, it's not something. I mean, it's just one of those guys where you just look at him and you go, that's a handsome fella. Tan.
Cakes, you were at the airport?
Yeah. No, it's just super fit. And he had a young daughter and his obviously the wife. But all I could think about was that guy's way out of that ladies' league. But anyway. This guy's strikingly handsome. And then as I'm walking past him going to the bathroom, I notice he's wearing the Open backpack. Like the kind of backpack you get if you play in the British Open. Do you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Like I looked at that guy and I go, that's a golfer.
Right, like real swag like, from a tournament.
Perfect tan.
Yeah.
Extremely fit.
Mm-hmm.
Got a 3-year-old. And for the life of me, I couldn't figure out who it was. There's a part of me that just wants to go through the every bio of like every European tour player or every PGA tour player
doing that.
And figure out who that was.
Sounds like a
stunned you
day.
Haven't yet.
I mean, it just I'd be like, I gotta know who this guy is. I gotta know who he is. But yeah. So, Dan, today's a big day. I know Ricky Fowler, I think, is supposed to play. I don't know where he's playing. I don't know if he's playing at Woodmont.
No, he's not playing at Woodmont.
Yeah.
So, my buddy's kid, who plays golf at Richmond, is playing with Brendan Steele today. Brendan Steele is on live tour now, but he's won three times on tour.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's a pretty cool experience. But I don't know. I'm going to go out there, hopefully catch him around noon. He'll probably be done his first 18 around 11-ish, 11:30. So he probably won't tee off his second 18 until 12:30 or 1 o'clock.
Well, as you know, I just had my little golf trip. And
you survived.
Dude, I can't believe it. I can't believe I survived. Now, my buddy actually is a personal trainer. And he told me part of the reason why your back is bothering you, it's not your back. It's your hip flexors. Your hip flexors are too tight, right? So when you sit down, your hip flexors tighten up. And then so you got to learn to stretch those. So I was like stretching them all weekend. We played 81 holes in 49 hours.
That is
a lot of golf, okay?
So do the math on is golf. That four rounds plus some? Or where'd you get to 81?
Because we played 27 one day, played 36, and then before I caught my flight, we played 18. So we played a lot of freaking golf. Great time. My golf was started out very good, then went very bad, and then ended up average, but... We had an awesome time, great meals. Chicago Highlands is an unbelievable place. I wish it was open to the public so everyone could enjoy it.
Then it's more crowded. You probably like the exclusivity.
It's just a really, really nice
Not
place.
Not a billion people running around.
But I couldn't believe that we got through. I mean, to me, I don't think I could ever top that. I don't think I'd ever top 81 holes in
a lot of golf. You're
in
right.
49 hours. Right. But... In fact, you know what we did one time and made it a little more palatable is we just did a 2-man scramble for one of the 18s, you know, where you just did me and my buddy against my other two buddies. Squirrel and I, 64.
Oh, you're scorching.
I'm a 10 and he's like a 4 or 5. That was pretty good.
It's really good.
We were balling. So we had a great time.
Any hole in ones?
No hole in ones. I mean, probably had 6 or 7 birdies.
Some near hole in ones.
I mean, yeah, you know. Everyone's got those stories.
Not picture worthy.
I'm not taking a picture like my brother. But yeah, just a really enjoyable time. And my buddy Adam, who came back, he was so appreciative of it. He said, you know, he's done a lot of golf trips. And he says, usually the golf trips that I go on, he says, and he doesn't like them because he loves to play golf. He says it's just guys' excuses to get away from the wives. Mm-hmm. So they just go and they just drink for 48 hours or 72 hours. They end up at a strip club, they're doing gummies. Like it's just
It's not about the golf.
Golf is last on the priority. Sure. For this trip, for the group that I was with, my buddies, we like to just play golf. You know, I might have one drink on the course, that's if I'm playing bad, and then have a nice dinner and a cocktail. But we're not like getting hammered, doing gummies, going to a strip club. We're just playing golf, grabbing a bite to eat, and going out and playing golf again. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
You're a tame group.
You're purists.
Of golf purists. Aficionados.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't know that that's what people do on golf trips. I had no idea. I don't really do
I
that.
I suspected that people do that on golf trips. I've never been on one because I'm not that into golf. I couldn't imagine playing 81 holes. I like playing golf. I think I'm scheduled to play, I'm supposed to play tomorrow, I guess, in the Purple Heart.
Correct.
But I've only played twice this year. And I think I'm playing on Sunday with a friend. It's cool to hang out. I couldn't do it over and over again. I think I would puke.
Caldez, get ready for some heavy lifting on your part tomorrow.
Who's in your foursome?
It's Cakes.
Yep.
JP.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mar. Yeah. And myself.
That's it.
Oh, nice.
That's the group.
Yeah. I told Mar he needs to start throwing a couple more bangers on the playlist.
I mean, tomorrow's my Super Bowl. Locked in 24 hours out.
You got SIGs? Like, what do you got?
The whole gambit. You name it, it's being brought
Zins,
to that golf course.
SIGs.
Yeah. Are you back on a Zins?
No.
But for golf?
Yeah, for golf. For definitely. Once every blue moon. But yeah, tomorrow's my home course, 7057. I know that course like the back of my hand.
We'll rely on you.
You got your new driver, too.
Exactly. So, we'll be putting some out there.
Very good.
Mar told me on Friday, he goes, I'm going to read some putts for you on Tuesday. I go, okay.
Yeah, you just shrugged. You laughed at him.
Marv, have you ever kept score?
Maybe through like 10 or 11 holes.
Usually that's when you just bail.
And then I just, then I just punt.
Yeah, that's fine.
So while you were playing golf, Cakes and I got together on Saturday at the Old Glory DC rugby game.
We did, yes.
I saw tell pictures of that.
Very great atmosphere at the Maryland Soccerplex.
Big crowd, too, for fan appreciation.
They had over 3,000 fans. I still don't know what I was watching.
I mean, we're the two most clueless rugby followers.
I'm with you.
I use that term very loosely in the entire stadium.
Cakes and I were like looking at each other and like, how do you turn the ball over? I don't get it. And there was a guy in front of us.
There was a guy who was a rugby, just a stalwart. You could tell he was all rugby all the time.
He was eavesdropping, and a couple times he just basically called us morons.
Oh, really?
Well, I mean, why would you be a moron if you don't know?
Well, also, he was very offended that we said that we intimated that the tush push was like
a rugby play.
Yeah,
he didn't
he's
like it.
He was like, that was stolen from rugby. It's a rugby play. And I felt like saying, I know, that's why it shouldn't be in the NFL. But I didn't. I held my tongue, and we just continued to watch a sport that we really
had no interest in.
We're just ignorant about. We don't know that much about it.
Right, right.
The other great sport to watch.
Well, if you're interested in it, you'd know more about it.
The other great sport to watch while at the rugby game was the sport of trying to put up our radio booth.
Oh, I felt bad for the
promotions. By the promo guys.
I felt bad for the promo guys.
It was one of those tents.
They were battling.
And they put the fabric on. They couldn't get it up. And I'm not lying. I think the entire 2 hours we were there, they were working on it.
They were, but then they...
Just to have a tent to give away some swag?
Yes.
It wasn't like you were broadcasting.
No broadcasting. No. Just a hub for them to hang out.
Eventually, they changed the top to a 94.7 The Drive top.
Which is fine.
Because the 106.7 The Fan top didn't work.
It's in the Odyssey
family. But by
the
time they got it up, they started taking it down.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
The elements were at play, JP. It was cold and windy.
By the way, how was the weather? Was it kind of rainy?
Well, here's the thing. I showed up. I was wearing the Old Glory DC rugby, I don't know, alternate jersey. I don't even know.
Sweater.
Yeah. JP's wearing a Lido Pizza hoodie. Now, poor marketing. He's at an Old Glory event wearing a Lido Pizza hoodie after we were given a million Old Glory, like, jerseys, sweatshirts, hoodies, whatever.
But I had the same one as you because I gave my other one to Mar. So I didn't want to wear the exact same one so we'd look like twins.
But he had the last laugh because he was wearing a hoodie. And I showed up and it was like 65 degrees, was nice and sunny.
What happened?
Then the winds come in. The temperature dips like 5 or 6 degrees.
You were freezing
all
your balls
off. My yam bag is frozen off.
Yeah, right. The weather was crazy because, well, see, it poured last Wednesday. That was Wednesday, right? When it just poured all day.
Yeah.
And then Friday, big storms came through Friday evening. And then Saturday looked fine for the first, I don't know, couple hours of the day. And then all of a sudden there was more rain.
Oh, yeah.
And then it finally died off, and then it was fine.
Well, then there was drama, too, because we were supposed to do something at halftime during the rugby game. Some sort of like punt, pass, kick, try,
right.
I don't know, display. Power goes out with about 10 minutes left in halftime in the entire stadium.
All right.
Scoreboard out.
But it's daytime, though, right?
It's daytime. You still see, but like they can't do anything on the mic. They don't have any electricity. No halftime show.
Yeah, Cakes and I were there.
You were going to do the try thing? You were going to do all that?
I don't know. We were going to do something rugby-related at halftime.
It hadn't been determined. There was just a guy who came up to us.
That was a blessing from God.
Yeah. There was a guy that just came up to us.
Yeah, well, maybe a little bit.
And he came up to us.
Might have been a play.
He came up to us, and he's like, are you guys the radio guys? And we're like, yeah. And he goes, guys, just wait right here. I heard you guys are doing a halftime bit. I'll be back.
You had no
idea. He never showed up.
You had no idea you were supposed to do that.
No, we were going to go down on the field.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was going to tell these two monkeys exactly what to do, and we were going to do it.
Yeah.
But it never got to that because they freaking lost power, which I felt bad for them. They're having their probably their biggest turnout of the season, and you can't see the score, you can't see the clock. But it was, I mean, people were still having a good time. They were entertained.
I do remember at one point the guy who was eavesdropping on Cakes and I in our conversation, I turned to Cakes and go, so is it 14 on 14? Because I was just counting. Yeah. I didn't know.
I'm
familiar with soccer, 11 on 11. I'm familiar with other sports. But I was just trying to count. But they're in a scrum a lot. Yeah. There's tackling.
I'm sure I knew. Like, he's asking 40? Me how many are out there. I'm like, I don't know.
He turned so offended.
But what is the number?
It's 15.
Oh, they have 15?
Hey, here's a little rugby knowledge. They also play what are called sevens, JP. Smaller sides.
Yeah. Right.
More that wide said, open game.
I think my son does that in like the summer or something.
Okay. Could
he
be. Does,
he plays both.
Yeah.
And believe me, I'm like you. I'm trying to understand it, and I've watched a few matches. I don't understand it. I honestly don't.
Yeah, it's like they'll go 80% of the way down the field possessing the ball.
Yeah, they're like, what happened?
They'll just kick the ball to the other team. They'll say, you know what? I don't want this oblong, weird rugby ball any longer. I'm just going to give it to you guys.
Yeah.
Can't
don't understand
in the corner,
why.
The other team picks it up.
Why don't you keep going?
Field position, I think. That's how I speculate.
Field position. They put it underneath there, and then...
There's a lot happening.
I don't understand.
A lot
either.
Of things going on.
Yeah. But we had a good time.
We did have
they
a good
did
time.
The bit where they throw the guy up in the
air. Yes, they did that 100 times.
Yeah, you don't 100. Understand that either. Yeah.
All right, got to take a break. On the show today, we're talking about the Red Hot Nationals, who won 4 out of 6 on the road. Chelsea Janes, national MLB writer for the Washington Post. She'll join us coming up at 8:25. You want to chime in throughout the show? You can always hit us up at 800-636-1067. Same number on the Lido Pizza text line. Lido Pizza is a local favorite since 1955, serving pizza, subs, jumbo wings, and salads. Lido Pizza Square, because Lido Pizza never cuts corners. For locations or to place your order, go to LidoPizza.com. Again, you can text us at 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply. We're the Junkies. Be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Because my daughter, my 8-year-old daughter, grabbed my phone and I guess added an app which has a 3-day free trial.
3 days. Thanks.
But it says renewal price $7.99 per week.
Oh, that
get
is
rid of that thing.
For something called Beatmaker Pro music drum pad.
Well, get rid of that. That thing. Sounds okay. Awful.
But it's not that easy, I find, to cancel these things.
Yeah, sure.
Did she already give the credit card information? Like, how's it going to bill
Apple
you?
Apple already has that.
Yeah.
So
Apple already has that because if you're paying for iCloud,
so if you download an app,
your photos,
that's a paid app that has a free trial. Even if you delete it, it will start charging you.
Yeah, as long as you don't.
Yeah, you better unsubscribe.
Unsubscribe.
If you don't unsubscribe, buddy, you're going to be clicking that meter every week.
So I just noticed it. I got an email. And it says, you accepted the following offer. And it has all this breakdown. It says, date accepted. I mean, I'm probably already too late. I'm probably going to pay $7.99 for the first week. But as long as I don't have to, I mean, that's a lot. $8 a week?
Yeah, that's 30 bucks a month.
It says, trial free for 3 days. They didn't even give you a week trial. Mm-hmm. It says, starting May 29th. So, 29th, 30th.
Yeah, you're in for
I got to pay days, my, I gotta four pay days the first ago. Week.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hey. Clocks
but I don't want to pay for another week. No. Yeah, I can't figure it out.
Take care of that today. Make sure you take the before you leave here, because you'll forget.
I know.
We need to get that app that picks out that shows you all the stuff you're paying for. Remember that app?
100%. There's probably a dozen of them.
Somebody give me a free trial of that. Then I'll delete it.
Oh, there it is. Look, this is all. These are all the things I currently pay for from Apple. Apple TV Plus, right? That's $9.99 a month.
Right.
The iCloud Plus. I mean, I don't even know if I've ever been on the cloud.
Yeah,
I know it saves my pictures.
Why do you need the Plus? Just give me the iCloud. Don't need the Plus.
$2.99 a month.
Okay. Right, that's they're nickel and dime. Yeah, that's nothing.
Death by a thousand cuts. Here it is.
I've got Max.
Okay. All right.
That's $16.99 a month.
HBO Max. That's now $17 to get HBO.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. Then this says inactive, so I'm going to guess that I'm not paying for it, but at some point I paid for the iScanner, a PDF document scanner. We need that every once in a while.
Sure.
Like if you have to send, I don't know, a copy of some important document to somebody else, you usually have to turn it into a PDF.
Mm-hmm.
And
scam.
Then this is a huge life leak. Apple Arcade, $6.99.
Why is that still? Yeah. Why are you still paying for that?
Cancel that immediately.
Because until this moment,
I don't know that
I knew I had it.
Yeah.
And then I have Beatmaker Pro.
You need to get rid of that.
I'm afraid to look at my subscriptions. I'll probably have a million of them.
So,
and I don't even know about.
So this morning I came in, Drabby. This morning I came in and I haven't seen you guys in a few days. And Drabby with his head, I thought of you last night with your hair and everything. I don't know what you guys were watching last night, but I ended up watched golf all day, obviously. And then I watched some of the women's golf.
Yep.
And then
golf was on, I'm not aware of the
Memorial.
Tournament.
The Memorial. Scottie Scheffler.
That's a big one.
Just kind of dominating.
One. He's won 3 out of the last 4.
Who won?
Scheffler.
Shocker.
So, yeah. Who's like third now behind Jack and Tiger in terms of quickest to 16 wins.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's on a historic pace.
Yeah.
He's
balling.
Anyway, doesn't matter. I thought of Drab because somehow I couldn't find anything that I was interested in. Maybe you guys found a bunch of stuff. I ended up, and I wasn't particularly interested in it, but it was still on the channel I was watching. So I ended up watching, for the first time in maybe 10 years, America's Got Talent. I guess it's a 20-year anniversary.
Who knew?
I didn't until it showed. And then they're introducing all the, you know, they're making a big to-do about 20th anniversary, and they have the Spice Girl lady, not Downtown Julie Brown, but you know what I'm talking about. Mel Spice or whatever.
Yeah, sure.
Whatever her name is. Mel B, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have Howie, of
That's
course.
Scary Spice.
Mel B, Scary Spice?
Yeah.
You know what? She's still kind of scary hot, actually, which I was kind of stunned by. But then, of course, they introduce Simon. And Simon now, you know, he's got to be like 100. Like, he looks terrible. He's had so much work done. But I think he's backed off some of the work. But I thought about you, Drabby, because I looked at him.
Yeah.
And he looks a little better than he used to because he looked scary a couple years ago with all the Botox and everything he was doing.
He looked horrible.
Yeah. He looks a little better, a little more normal. He's got luscious hair. And then at one point I saw him posing for a picture, but I looked at the back of his head and I said, I think he did a hair transplant. I think they took hair from the lower part of his back of his head because it looked a little like it just didn't look great. And the back
was he was over harvested.
He might have been over harvested.
It looked a little patchy.
He looked a little patchy on the bottom part of the back of his head, but the top of it. But they had to over harvest. He has so much hair.
I know, but
it can't be possible. It can't be possible. It's that thick and that luscious.
No!
Luscious. And what is he, 65?
Yeah, of course he probably. I mean, he's had 100
he's had everything.
Facial surgeries.
Yeah, he's had everything.
The hair is nothing.
Yeah, I understand. But I thought about you, and,
all right.
and not in a negative way, but I just thought about you, and I thought, well, at least Dravy doesn't look like that in the back of his head. He doesn't have all, like, he doesn't look kind of patchy. He looked kind of patchy in the back
I'll
of his head.
I'll have to check that out. I mean, Simon Cowley, you might have a lot of hair, but he's always had a terrible haircut. His hair has ricked me for like 20 years.
Oh, really?
Well, like that weird flat top thing he does.
He has a flat top thing that's like really high now. It's really dark. Obviously coloring it. There's no doubt about that.
He's 65.
Yeah, he's 65. So, yeah. It's just had so much hair. And I saw patchiness on the back. I thought, oh, he had the Drabby. He had the Drabby procedure. For sure he did, right? I mean, would you bet
I mean,
everything?
There's probably a ton of guys in TV at that age.
I'm sure. But it's just one where I kind of
noticed it.
Yeah, for the first time.
I'm going to guess Drab had a better procedure than Simon
Cowell
did.
That's what I'm saying. I think so.
A lock.
More high quality.
I think so. And I thought your head looked pretty good this morning. It didn't look like inflamed or anything. You know what I mean? Like
I'm beginning the honeymoon phase.
Okay, good.
Before it
sheds
a little bit.
That's all right.
Yep. Yeah.
It's a process.
How's the back of your head?
Got to take steps.
Were they harvested? Is it still kind of like annoying? Or is it
a little tender?
But that's about it.
Yeah,
it's good.
Yep.
I mean, you would trade for a week of tenderness for hair.
Of 100 times out of hair, of course. Yeah.
And you're gonna do it one more time.
That's the plan. Yep.
Drab's back on the hat hustle. It's like old Drab. Drab's back.
I saw somebody giving you a hard time about the way you took your hat off.
Oh, in the video we did last Tuesday, he was like, "I've never seen a man take a hat off like that."
Well,
I'm like, you idiot! I just had 3,000 hairs put on my head. Of course, I'm trying to be
careful.
Trying to be careful.
You can be, you have to be gentle with it.
Doing a new technique here.
We're so mean. We're just so mean. But anyway, watched America's Got Talent. By the way, that show's the weirdest show ever. They start out with a guy who's like 400 pounds, and he's just drinking pickle juice, hot sauce. Like his talent.
That's
was,
his talent.
He just drank a ton of pickle juice, a ton of hot dog water, a ton of hot sauce.
So he thinks people are going to go to Vegas and buy a ticket to see that?
I mean, it was
that sort of deal?
It was so gross. At first, you thought he was going to actually do like a real talent.
Yeah.
And then he just started being gross. And then they had a guy who looked like he was from Ethiopia or something. He was about 80 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And he did all these things with his body, like his arms.
Yeah, he was a contortionist.
He was a contortionist.
Ah.
And literally, people, you want to puke almost. He's doing so many things. He jumped rope.
That's Badlands Booker who was doing all the chugging. That's a famous.
He looked familiar.
A competitive eater.
Oh, is that what he is? He looked familiar. Yeah.
He's American icon.
Oh, really?
So who's?
I mean,
he
never wins, but he's been at that table for like 25 years.
Oh, okay.
So you said who's on the panel? You said it's one of the Spice
Mel
Girls.
Mel B, I think.
Howie's still there.
Howie. Oh, and then is it Sophia Vergara?
Oh, Vergara. Okay.
Whatever her name is with the big. The Tiggles.
Yeah.
And then
Heidi Klum no longer there.
No, not the 20th anniversary one. And then Simon.
Simon, okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
And then, you know, I think they always have like dance troupes. Then they have a magician. But it's mostly just like weirdos.
Right.
It's like a weird show, man.
Well, we watched it when Max was on for the entire
season. Yeah. He was good. And so I don't know, but that was probably 5 or 6 years ago, right?
Yeah.
Welcome to the summer TV wasteland.
There wasn't much on that I was
Here
interested
we are,
in.
Baby.
I don't know what you guys watched last night.
He's watching AGT.
Well, what time was that? Was that 8 o'clock? 8, 9 o'clock? What time was
I think
that?
It came on maybe at 9. Maybe it was 8. I don't know.
Long ago.
I looked at my guide and went, not interested, not interested, not interested, not interested. I guess I actually watched live from the U.S. Women's Open 2 hours after the U.S. Women's Open finished.
I can only
watch Brandel Champagne and a bunch of like European chicks. I don't even know who they are breaking down Mahe Stark's.
You wish Brandel Champagne told you who that hunk was in the airport that you saw.
I got to know who the hunk was. It was some European hunk.
It's a terrible word.
And, well, last night you've got no big sports because both the Stanley Cup final and the NBA finals are in a delay.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
They wait. NBA Finals
Wednesday
don't even start until Thursday.
Right.
I believe Stanley Cup Final starts on Wednesday.
Yep.
So that's what you're dealing with.
And the NBA Finals, you have games every, I believe it's every 2 days, not every other night. Pretty sure it's Wednesday, Saturday, and then maybe Tuesday.
Well,
they spread it out.
I don't care about the NHL Finals. I'm not watching that. NBA Finals, I'll probably watch some.
Do you know the two teams?
Yes. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on.
Come on.
Pacers. Okay.
No, he said Stanley Cup.
Oh, no. Stanley Cup? Oh, yeah. Oh, I don't know. I assume the Canes lost. Right.
Yes. Correct.
They got smoked.
So they lost by the Panthers.
Gentleman sweep.
Yep. And then I actually don't know who's on the other side.
Edmonton.
Yeah.
Cakes is a big Oilers
barely
fan.
Heard of them.
NBA Finals, this according to The Athletic, a TV ratings nightmare.
I bet.
It is the matchup of the numbers 25 and 47 media markets in the country, respectively. So they say the NBA doesn't really care because their TV money comes in no matter what. That might be some ancillary money, but that's what you got.
They still want to draw a big number. Don't let them kid you.
Yeah, of course.
And New York has to be kicking themselves. The series comes down to that game one where they blow a 16-point lead, 3 minutes to go? 12-point lead? 12, I've already forgotten.
I think it was 12 with about 2.5 to go and 9 with 50 seconds.
Yeah.
I mean, ooh, just a choke job.
Did you see?
But you know the OKC Thunder are significant favorites.
Huge favorites.
I mean, almost 1-8.
Yeah.
So, I mean, when's the last time we saw an NBA championship with that big of a spread?
I don't know.
Spread?
So, if I put $100 on OKC, what do I get back? 50 or something? Or like...
No.
$20? Like $20?
You're laying $800 to win $100.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
Did you see the trophy presentation for the MVP of the Eastern Conference Finals?
No.
Which is named after Larry Bird?
No.
So 9 people vote. Mm. I know Tim Bontemps is one of them that vote for the MVP of the series. So Reggie Miller's on stage and he's introducing. I think Reggie Miller's one of the voters. Reggie Miller's introducing, and the winner of our, and Tyrese Haliburton started to take a step forward because he thought he won.
Oh.
And Reggie Miller goes, Pascal Siakam.
Wow.
Who won it 5-4.
Wow.
Just one of those moments that went viral that people saw Haliburton taking like a half step up. It's all butt-sized to claim his trophy, and he slid back.
Did Halliburton's dad come out of the stands crazy?
He didn't.
Confront Siakam, confront his teammate? That would have been a good bit.
He didn't, but it'll be a fast-paced, if you care about basketball, it'd be a fast-paced series because the Pacers like to get up and down. Oklahoma City, young. Amazing thing is, Oklahoma City wins the finals, which all of the gamblers believe is going to happen. Heavy favorites. They've got 4 first-round draft picks in this upcoming draft.
Mm.
Believe they're the 4th youngest team in the NBA, and I think they're the 6th lowest payroll. Well, that can all change, but they are positioned.
Just as long as they don't draft our guard that we're looking at, Cakes.
The Russian
guy from BYU? Yeah, Demon, yes.
Yeah, it's the guy.
Well, we're picking before them, so it's impossible. Like, if we
they can't take him. They have 4 picks after that.
Well, I mean, I'm pretty sure the Thunder do not draft in the top 5.
Well, I'm saying, no, if they trade,
if they do,
something.
I'm going to launch a federal investigation as to what's going on.
I'll try to get into it.
Did you have to wait till Thursday?
I'll see if I care on Thursday, but I think I'm going to try to get into it.
Antonio Daniels predicted Thunder in 5, right? Isn't that what he said?
That's like a reasonable pick, not insulting.
Right. Give the losing team one game.
Give them one game. Maybe they have one
plus,
dud.
Plus 205 if it goes 5. Not bad.
I saw that. I guess we're going to talk about it next. I saw that the Nats won a few games while I was waiting. That Hassel kid seemed to do pretty well.
Oh, yeah.
They've been scoring, too.
We'll get into it next. Nationals have been on a heater of late, closing in on 500, winning 4 of their last 6 the road.
Right?
We'll talk Nationals when we come back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Don't go anywhere. Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. We'll talk a little Nationals baseball if you want to chime in. 800-636-1067. Look, they're not in first place. They're probably not going to make the playoffs, but
probably.
Washington Nationals, just three games under 500 at 28-31. Yeah, I say probably because, you know, you get to 500, you're in the conversation for a wild card spot usually.
Long way to go.
But just three games under 500. They've won six of their last 10. I mentioned
they're not
the road
the Rockies.
Trip, four out of the last six. They had just an offensive explosion there for a couple days.
Four games, 38 runs.
Yeah, Travis, up with your Mariners, allowing 9-9 in back-to-back games to the Nats.
And Jason, you not deserve some good. Credit. You woke up Josh Bell's bat.
I did wake it up.
Whatever.
And I woke up Trevor Williams. Him. I said he shouldn't be in the lineup.
Hey, why don't you wake up on parlay?
And then the next day, he hit a bomb.
Yeah.
The next day after that, I think he hit a bomb. Mm-hmm. So he's starting to catch fire a little bit. But
hey, he's up to 9 home runs.
But overall, the bats were on fire for a four-game stretch.
Hey, James Wood is tied for 5th in the majors with 16 dingers.
Speaking of Wood, we have a listener. I'm sure you guys saw it. He texted a photo. They must have had this during the broadcast. That through the first 136 games, when you compare what Wood did to Juan Soto and Bryce Harper, it's like shocking.
I brought up Wood and Harper's numbers last week. I didn't bring up Soto's.
While I was away.
But Soto was really young.
But Soto, they're still, the numbers are just shockingly similar. So through 136, their first career games, Harp hit 275, Wood hit 274, Soto hit 283. Mm-hmm. Harp had 24 bombs, Soto had 26, Wood has 25. Harp had 62 RBIs, Soto had 87, Woods got 84. And
correct.
Then their OPS, Harp's got, his OPS through the first 136 games was 833. It looks like, I can't even read that, it looks like Soto's was 904 and Woods is 859. I mean, right there with two perennial All-Stars, potential Hall of Famers.
Correct.
You know, if they stay healthy.
Correct.
Just an unbelievable start.
He's putting up great numbers.
I mean, they put up a 10 spot on the D-backs in the first inning a couple days ago out in Arizona.
Didn't he also throw out a runner this weekend at the plate?
Yes.
He's fantastic.
He's been really, really, really good. And, you know, I brought up Wood's numbers against Harper's last week when you put up, you know, the first 100. I think I put up 135 games. And they were considerably better in a bunch of categories. Now, look, I mean, he's got to keep doing it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I mean, Bryce obviously was putting up huge numbers, and then he won an MVP in year four. But, I mean, Wood is on that trajectory.
I'm looking at the team leaders offensively for the Nats when you look at all of their stats. Batting average, James Wood. Home runs, James Wood. Mm-hmm. RBI, James Wood. On base percentage, James Wood.
Yep.
Hits, James Wood.
All around stud.
I mean, just carrying the team
right
offensively. And Grant Paulson made a good point about this. I think he had the same graphic up, and he pointed to the difference between Wood and Harper and Soto is Wood has had very little protection in the order compared to those guys.
Correct.
He's been the guy.
Yeah. Now he's
so it's very exciting.
He's on pace for, you know, somewhere in the high 30s, low 40s. Home run wise, so man, if he stays healthy and just keeps swinging the bat, he's very confident. Even though he doesn't show it, I mean, because he's very quiet, he's a lot different than Soto and Bryce that way. But he's just a mega talent. And yesterday they only scored one. They faced Corbin Burnes, who is of course the big contract pitcher, signed a huge deal with Arizona in the offseason. He left in the fifth inning with an elbow injury. That doesn't look good for Corbin Burnes, who signed a big deal. What did he sign for, like 230, something like that?
Yeah, just over two.
Yep. Of course, pitched for the Orioles last year. But, yeah, really good weekend. Now the Cubs come to town. Cubs are obviously very good, really good lineup, leading their division by four or five games, I think. So Cubs come to town tomorrow for three.
Well, I was in Illinois. I visited my dad's brother, my Uncle George, and his wife, Aunt Grace. They're both 92 years old.
I was going to say, man.
They're 92 years old.
Run. George
is... And my Uncle George is is in pretty good shape. He kind of waddles around a little bit. Doesn't move like he used to. My Aunt Grace, who's 92, it might be a little slow. She walks incredibly.
Yeah, people.
She's just incredible.
Some people are amazing.
She's like
when they're older.
Freaking, who's the Dick Van Dyke? She's like the female version of Dick Van Dyke.
Dance around in her 90s.
Unbelievable.
That's great.
Did you see
92.
The picture of Jim Mora? I only saw the picture.
Yeah, I saw like the gym.
He turned 90s doing leg press.
Yeah.
I think they said it was 220.
Dude, they say the number one indicator of longevity is your quad strength. Your leg strength. Number one thing before you just like fall apart.
I might advocate it's your heart strength. might trump all of those.
It might be, but that's not what I saw.
Yeah. I haven't seen any studies, but I'm just going to go off the cuff. Heart strength.
Well, think about it.
Aunt Grace is getting it done.
Yeah. I mean, Uncle George he doesn't use a walker or anything. He's just slower, you know.
It's amazing.
Amazing. Incredible. And Cakes, both still drive locally. They still drive to church.
Okay,
they still drive to the grocery.
At least you framed it with locally.
Oh, yeah. They're not hopping on the Skyway.
Yeah, they're not getting out on the interstate.
No.
Whatever runs through Chicago. Never been. Heard good things. Never been. Never been to the Windy City.
Yeah.
And By the way, if that's your claim to fame, that you're the Windy City, it's kind of nubs.
You're so funny.
It's also known as the Second City.
Okay, that's fine, but
it's a pretty good one.
It's top moniker.
Most people know it as the Windy City.
What's so funny you say that, and I've been to Chicago, I don't know, 50 times, maybe 100, maybe because my family's from there. So we would go there every summer. I've been there many, 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 many times.
And you were born in Illinois.
And I was born in Illinois. And when we were playing the Highlands, which is at its highest peak, it's got this unbelievable view. It's like 9 miles away of downtown Chicago, right? You see the skyline. It's really unbelievable. Valdez, it felt like the British Open every day. It was so freaking windy. And it wasn't until I was in the airport on the way home, you know, pondering how windy it was. I was like, of course, dummy. It's the Windy City.
I thought it's called the Windy City because of
maybe
the,
it is.
But because of the politicians.
Oh, maybe it is.
Oh,
they go by the wind?
No, they're windbags.
Oh, is that why? I don't know. I have no idea.
That's what I...
Oh, you're probably right then. Probably has nothing to do with that. But it sure was windy.
No, I'm sure there's a lake effect wind.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe that's what
but
it
but
is.
But I thought it's
Valdez kind of... is right according to what I've looked up. It says, Chicago's called the Windy City primarily due to its reputation for verbose political speeches.
Okay.
Again,
dating back to the 19th century.
I can pass because I've never been to Chicago. My closest Chicago connection is watching Good Times as a kid.
Yeah, I didn't even know that was based in,
Chicago. I thought that was New York.
No, it was definitely based in Chicago.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
So, I wonder. Maybe it was just an extraordinary week where there was a lot of wind, but it was wild. That's good pull, Valdez. Good nugget.
Here's what I know about Chicago. Deep dish pizza, and they've never had a quarterback throw for 4,000 yards in their franchise history.
That's nuts.
Which is bizarre.
Dude, really is.
I saw, I don't know if it was a documentary. It was just like a 5 minutes that somebody was doing on Jim McMahon.
Mm-hmm.
And you forget that not only did Jim McMahon go to BYU, of all schools.
Yep.
You know, where people do Mormon missions and everything, and, you know, it takes a different kind of kid, I think, probably, to go to BYU. I guess if you're an athlete, it's different. All bets are off. But then after he got drafted, and this was, so when was he drafted? Like 86, 84, whatever, I don't know, 82, whenever the hell it was, mid-80s. When he got out of the limo, out after being drafted, and to be introduced to the Bears press people, he was holding a Budweiser.
Oh, he
was drinking a Bud.
82.
He didn't think it was a big deal. He's like, yeah, I just had a 3-hour flight. I was thirsty.
Right. Sure.
And then, you know, and he had that kind of rebel reputation throughout his career. But the Bears didn't know they were getting a guy like they thought they were just getting some kid from BYU. It was close to going on a Mormon mission. They didn't realize they were getting the Jim McMahon, the personality.
They didn't really vet him that thoroughly.
I guess not.
Not a lot of research back in the mid-80s on the draft picks.
But yeah, he was a guy that never threw for a lot of yards. He then.
Yeah, but there, when you turn around and hand the ball off to Walter Payton, it's.
Yeah. Offenses were so different.
Pretty seamless.
But they had like a long time consistent, like 5-year starter, 5 years in a row since like Jim McMahon, probably
Jay
not.
Cutler
for a few years, yeah.
Yeah, I think that, I mean, it's coming.
Oh, yeah. They've never had one quarterback in the history of their organization to throw for 4,000 yards.
Correct.
Well, because a lot of the quarterbacks you think about are like poopy, you know, like mediocre in Chicago.
Mitch Trubisky.
They did draft Justin Fields. That didn't work out. You mentioned Trubisky.
They whiffed on both of those guys.
I think it's going to be the year this year.
Eric
if it doesn't happen this year, you got Ben Johnson. You got Caleb Williams. They beefed up the offensive line. They have all those weapons. If Caleb doesn't get to 4,000 yards this year, huge disappointment.
Yeah, it's a big whiff.
Huge disappointment.
If he stays healthy, he should do that easily.
800-636-1067 is the number. You can text us on the same number on the Lido Pizza text line. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.